good morning. We're visiting with Mayor Ken Cotham and City Councilman Stephen Clark this morning. I know there's been some extensive flooding in the city of Thayer. Mayor, can you kind of update us on what's going on?
Yeah, Mike, appreciate the opportunity to let our citizens know. I'm sure they've got questions, but we did have significant damage last night. I was in town to check on a crew that we had with Covers. Steve, you could probably check in on that because you was actually there with that deal.
Right. Yeah, we got some.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We have some storage over in the Frisco lot, in which we can't even access, but it looks like most of that has gone down the river. So.
Oh, wow.
So we had lumber in the road. So we had a city crew out trying to get the roads cleared. And so that, I was checking on them, stopped by the PD, got out of my truck, went in, was in there briefly. I got briefed by the Assistant Chief Luke. And then when I got back outside, I couldn't get in my truck. That's how quick Warm Fork come up. I wasn't in there 5 minutes. I had to keep from getting wet. I mean, I could get in my truck, but anyway, it came up into the police station. Probably 10 inches, maybe.
Oh, wow.
We had one of our police cars backed over there against the fence. One of the Chargers. We hooked onto it with my pickup, and we just drug it out of there.
Right.
But it did get water in it. Okay. So we've got some significant damage there. Now, the places we can't get to, such as the treatment plant, we can see that it's underwater.
Oh, boy.
But we can't get over there to it. We do have a lift station that's turned over in Warm Fork Park. We can't get down there to it either. It's in the middle of Warm Fork.
Oh, wow.
It's real early to know exactly what we got, Mike.
Yeah, but it's like I said, extensive. The damage is extensive. There's no way you could put a number on the cost of what this is going to be.
Not yet. Fortunately, the city's insured.
Yes.
I got a call this morning from Mr. David Stubblefield. FEMA is on the way.
Okay.
Because Alton has got some damage as well.
Right.
Pretty extensive, the way I understand.
Yeah.
And all these little small towns, you know, we've all got to pull together and try to help each other.
I know you talked about Alton, Thomasville the same way. They've been devastated, evacuated a big part of that town there. Several houses and stuff there lost in Thomasville, Mammoth Spring. I was seeing the old railroad bridge down there. It looks like it was washed out. And so, there's just a lot of stuff.
I know you remember the flood of 82.
I do, yeah.
But this was much faster. I don't know where all the water come from.
It did come up quick. I know I was, went to get my daughter at work yesterday afternoon, and the highway was fine when I went through. By the time I come back, run to West Plains, come back, water was over the roadway. I mean, way over the roadway on F Highway. I couldn't get home.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's rough on everybody. Plus, we have citizens that's in flood zones, and we were trying to get those folks out last night, you know, and it's just a bad deal. We've all been up late. I know when I left Stephen sometime this morning or close or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was early.
We'll see what happens when it goes down.
You know? Hey, do you know of any? I mean, I know we talked about the police station, the lift station, all those different. Is there any homes up and down that area in Thayer that might have been damaged by these floods?
I
kind of wondered about those over there, like where the old bridge
is Brittany Lane.
Yeah.
I drove down by those folks, and I did see water up into one of the houses.
Right.
We had officers there. The folks chose not to leave.
Yeah.
We were trying to get them out. Couple different things.
Right. The one you're talking about there, I don't know that they got much water in the home, but they couldn't get their cars out by the time, you know, so they were pretty much in the home after they decided not to evacuate. So, people, please. If they're not knocking on your door for the fun of it, if they feel like your life is in danger.
Well, not only is their life in danger, we're putting ourselves at risk.
Right.
Just like we have to, last night we were wading through waist deep water to shut off electricity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's dangerous.
Sure.
So yeah, that's, and we were, you know, that was at 10 o'clock last night.
Right.
So I did make a couple of stops this morning, talked with the people at Toomey's. I didn't get to talk to Angela. They didn't have any significant water inside. They did have an incident on one of her homes where the water came down the hill so mm-hmm. fast that they had, but they were able to clean it up, it sounds like. So that was good. The plant food, the feed store down there, everybody's
But good. It was weird because it come up into Covers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then it horseshoed. And then it come in the PD.
That is weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of damage over there at Warm Fort Park.
Mike, I've never seen this. The water was level, that whole V to the mm-hmm. intersection. It was running out onto 63. We had to close part of 63 last night.
Mm. That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
It's down 10 feet
yeah.
or more by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went through earlier this morning to look at it, and it was on down a little. But, and that's just amazing.
But, you know, our electric grid held up. Of course, we've spent a lot of money redoing our electric mm-hmm. grid. But it held up. I was real proud of that. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Al Morgan had some issues. So some citizens in there were out of power, but it sounds like the word I heard was the substation
right.
somewhere had been underwater.
So. And I don't want to, you know, lift station, substation, the lift station sewer.
Right.
Right.
In Warm Fort Park. That's what's on its side right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we will get to that as soon as we can. But as far as I know, none of our citizens should be affected. If they are, they need to call in and we try to take care of them.
Recovery from this going to take a while, I guess.
Going to take a while. Like I said, FEMA's on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call this morning. I'll be visiting with them after a while.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, guys. And anything else that we want to let people know about out there before we get back to our music?
Stay safe.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.